a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
And we are currently joined by the one, the only, Asia, who is coming to us live from Porirua in Poneke. Good morning, how you doing?
Morena, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very chill. I had a great bike ride over to the station this morning, so I've got some energy. Nice. And the weather outside is like very sunny, but not necessarily too hot, you know.
Oh, that's great.
It's a good perfect
the
mix.
The sun's
up. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
what's it like in Porirua right now for those who are listening?
Well, you know, we've had a few beautiful days actually this week, but today it's decided to be overcast, but it is still warm. So, you know, we get in there. We get in there for wellies. Yeah, it's not too bad.
Quite muggy. Would you say it's muggy?
Well, yeah, at times. Well, nah, it's just, there's more of a warm breeze going on.
Warm breeze.
If I'm honest, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
please.
About it.
Yeah, yeah, you crack up. Alrighty, we had to talk about your new record, Kawai, which I listened to yesterday. Gorgeous, gorgeous record. And it spans 7 years of development. I want to know, when did you realize you were finished making it, and how do you feel with it finally being out?
When did I realize that I'd finished making it? Well, you know, I in the end, after 7 years of making and being a part of this project, and you know, with all the things in between it all, I think I had to call a deadline, and that was about, you know, only a few months ago, where there was maybe only one or two tracks that just needed touching up. And so I said to my bro, Mata Tike, who's the producer of this album, and I went, bro, actually, we're right around the corner. Mm. And in order for me to feel like this beautiful but heavy burden that I just knew needed to be put out there, And also just to allow room for me to move on and everyone else, actually. yeah, it was only a few months ago. And so we pushed through and we finished those recordings and then, you know, set a date and got all the teams involved to support the release. So, yeah, it's been a big one.
Yeah. I imagine. And I imagine, I mean, if I was making something 7 years in the making, there'd be a lot of points during that whole time where I was like, oh, this can go out. Were there many points in the album's creation where you were like, oh, I have enough, I can release this? Or were you much more patient?
I think, you know, it's a bit of both. Most of the time I was pretty patient, you know, because I suppose at the centre of it, not just for myself, but for also the other band members and for Mara, it was all about, you know, whānau's at the centre, eh? And so we've got children, and that's exactly what we knew this project was also going to be about. That's just a given.
Yeah.
You know, we've actually got no option. You know, there's the music hat, but we're also parents, and so that was always going to be that. And I think that the album does reflect a lot of that as well, as our tamariki and my partner. And so, yeah, I mean, being patient, but also having to draw the line to just be like, this is it, let's do it, you know?
Yeah, you mentioned there that it's a very whānau-focused record, which I couldn't agree with more with, because there's certain there's certain little moments on here where I think it sounds like a grandparent, and then like there's also moments of a child speaking on here, which is quite beautiful. It's quite beautiful and quite lovely. And I feel like it you know, again, speaks to also how community-focused this record is, because you're using a lot of strictly Porirua instrumentalists, correct?
Yeah, Porirua Wellington.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a few band members that I've jammed with longer than this project. We were in a band previously called Ayo, and so, you know, we've maintained our relationships over the year. And then obviously you've got Corey Champion, and you've got Ricky Gooch, and, you know, they're all Wellington-based musos, and Sam Notman. And so, yeah, wonderful people. Like, couldn't do it without them.
Yeah, lovely stuff. You've referred to the album as being a bit of a fusion of Te Ao Māori and Te Ao Pākehā. I want to know, what do you think you've fused from both spheres onto this? I can definitely see from Te Ao Māori the elements of whānau, but I'm curious to see what you think more holistically about this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I grew up in Porirua, and we're definitely a community of Pali Māori, you know, people, but also I think, you know, obviously it's a bilingual album, and I had no choice, which I'm very fortunate to, was from a young age I was able to learn Te Reo Māori, and that was in my primary school years, and then had a bit of a gap, get ready for college. But I think, you know, holistically, yeah, I think that, well, that it is something that's really sacred. And so for me, it's just part of actually what I'm, it's what I breathe, it's what I do, it's where I live.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been part of me. And so I've just, you know, Te Ao Māori themes, especially is like the environment, Kawa is one of them, you know, which talks about the importance of water.
Mm.
And, you know, our lineal connect, I suppose, to our Māori deities and atua is what we would call it, and the connection to us through whakapapa. So I've been brought up around mātauranga Māori all my life, and then, you know, so that feeds so many parts of my whare tapawha, if you will. And then obviously teaching it as a teacher for the past 10 years in primary. Yeah, and then, you know, like, we're normal everyday people too. Like, I grew up here in a porirua community, and we all speak Pākehā and we all get along, and, you know, I've got a Pākehā whānau too. And so it's just those worlds, I suppose, are very real at the end of the day.
No, I think they've really come through on the album in a really cool way. I'm a real big fan in particular of the real kind of ambient interlude-y stuff, like the tracks, Waikawhia and Te Kānai. They're absolutely gorgeous, and they made me feel like I was like floating with the very, very smooth guitar tones and keyboard tones respectively. You know, and that, I guess, is part of the album being a real kaleidoscope. But I want to know, would you consider delving into those real ambient, smooth, shimmery sounds, I guess, exclusively on a future project?
Oh, yeah, man. Mm. Yeah, I, you know, just touching on the interludes thing, that's always been a thing of, you know, certain artists that I've loved, and I love the idea of having little pockets and moments throughout the record that you can just, you know, it doesn't have to be a 3 minutes long, you know, it's just a little moment in time where I'm like, okay, cool, I'm going to talk about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lullaby for my daughter, it's a lullaby for my son. So I do love the ambient thing, and I think I've also exercised it on stage, you know, when it comes to live. And so I just remember those feelings, and I just always wanted to translate that in the album. So going forward, absolutely, I'm a big fan of what those, you know, what that music can actually bring, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, for sure.
Me. Yeah, I mentioned before that the album's kind of a kaleidoscope, and I think it really is, because it has a lot of elements of a lot of different things. You got a little bit of hip-hop in there, you got some soul, you got some elements of jazz, you know. Is that something that's, you know, just because the nature of the album being 7 minutes, or seven years in the making, that you've had a lot of different phases and you've kind of compiled them? Is that why there's a lot of different variety there?
Oh, yeah, man. I almost feel like this is a record that's sort of, you know, it's a reflection of my entire life. I mean, I grew up obviously in a household, not just bilingual music, but you know, so many artists, D'Angelo to Lauryn Hill to Steve Apirana, who's a New Zealand, you know, artist, actually my partner's uncle, and he was in the band Butler, just, you know, and then sometimes, you know, like Alanis Morissette and Bjork. And so I think fusing these sounds, it's sort of like the makeup of what I've learnt over time and actually what I love and aspire to be, I suppose, in those sort of sounds. So it is a massive fusion, and absolutely.
Yeah. I think the fusion aspect's awesome, because it means that you are exploring different sounds, but you're not creating any tonal whiplash. was that quite like a lesson there to try and balance those different elements out?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's at the end of the day, I'm like, okay, my voice is my voice, and I can explore these things. I think the cool thing as a singer for me is that I've had all these different genres, and I've been able to just, like, you know, do runs all over them all my life since I was a little kid. And so just actually exploring different genres and different sounds and tones, and be like, actually, this is good training ground. And now when it comes to one day when I make my own material, I get to produce that and see what that sounds like too, you know. And so it's been that. It's been a good training ground, I think, you know.
Nice.
Like a playground.
And it sounds like you've got a very busy summer on as well. Playing a couple festivals.
Yes, I'm currently, now that the album's out, as of today, actually, I've got a small window of just chilling and having a break, and obviously Christmas is coming up and, you know, all of that, but back on tour with LAB over the January period, and I'm really looking forward to that. There's a great lineup. This time I get to take my band to two of the locations, so I've got Taranaki, New Plymouth, and Taupo. So, yeah, no doubt we'll be sharing some of the album material with our whānau.
Mean. I really want to thank you for your time and coming on this morning, but I do have to ask, you know, will you be coming down to Otipoti Dunedin in 2025? Surely.
I really want to. Surely. And you know what? You know, now that the album and all this is done and I've got something to travel with, I'm going to make that a priority because I love Otipoti.
Okay.
I love the South Island. I used to live in Chichester, so.
Oh, yeah, I saw that actually.
It'd be good to come back. For sure.
For sure. Awesome. It would be lovely to have you here and do a live tour or something. That would be fantastic. We'll have to see how the future goes. But yeah, thank you so much.
Massive, bro. Thanks, Zach.
Cheers. All right, folks. That was Asia talking about their new record, Kawai. We're going to play two tracks from it. We're going to play Waikawhia and then Kōpiri. You're listening to The One. Coming up at 9:30, we have Peter Ford from the Burnett Foundation coming on to talk about World AIDS Day. So that's going to be really, really fascinating. Here is Asia. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Waikawhia. Te kohta kunga.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more at r1.co.nz or wherever quality content is found.